Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
European leaders are gathering for yet another Make or Break summit.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. It's the eighth time European Union leaders have met to help save the euro. And this time there's a new plan from France and Germany that'll likely serve as starting point. But as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from Brussels, there has been a lot of grumbling about Germany's role.
The plan calls for a new European treaty. It would spell out strict limits on the budgets of the 17 countries that use the euro. Any country that broke the rules would suffer automatic penalties. The plan is more German than French. For the first time in 60 years, Germany is the clear leader of Europe. That's provoked some complaint here about German dominance. But Alexander Grass-Lambsdorff, a German member of the European Parliament, says this is grossly unfair and will be all too familiar to Americans.
The world clamours for American leadership. When leadership is exercised, the world complains about bullying by the Americans. It's a little bit like this with Germany inside the European Union.
And it was not that long ago that Germany was accused of dithering over the debt crisis. But Germany in the driver's seat remains a tricky issue. One correspondent to a British newspaper wrote, "The Second World War has just ended and Germany has won." In Brussels, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
A lot of European countries are in trouble economically because of the ratings on their debt. Greek debt that used to be rated AAA is now junk. And banks use those ratings to decide how much risk they want to take. Well, now federal regulators in this country propose those ratings should lose a lot of their clout. Marketplace's Gregory Warner is with us live to talk about it. Hey, Gregory.
Hey there.
So talk about this new rule being proposed.
Well, this takes us back to the years before the financial crisis, when rating agencies gave these AAA ratings to bets we know now were risky, like mortgage-backed securities or Greek debt. And then these ratings meant that banks didn't have to put up any cash or hardly any cash of their own. And then when things went south and they didn't have money to cover their losses, we had to bail them out. So I called Karen Petru, a banking analyst at Federal Financial Analytics. She says regulators are now telling banks they have to use public data, not raters' opinions.
To cut that cord, to stop unquestioned reliance on the rating agencies, we want the banks to have enough shareholder equity backing their bets so that they're betting with their money, not just ours.
So, Gregory, then after all of these financial crises, does this mean we're downgrading the ratings agencies?
Well, the problem has always been, okay, we know rating agencies don't work that well, but what do you replace them with? Who's going to provide that third-party objectivity? Mm-hmm. So the U.S. solution unveiled yesterday is to introduce these fairly complex algorithms, tables and formulas. Europe's solution is different. They've proposed coming up with a government agency to rate bonds.
All right. Marketplace's Gregory Warner. Thanks.
Thanks.
Let's do the numbers. European markets are mixed at the moment. We're going to hear today from the European Central Bank and the Bank of England about what they're going to do with interest rates. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was up about 46 points. About 0.4% to close at 12,196.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. By reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the internet. Reputation.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
The Federal Reserve says Americans stepped up their borrowing in November for things like cars and college, second straight monthly increase. Another fact that could make you believe economically things are pretty bad off, right? But was the economy, and the country for that matter, better off decades ago? Today we launch a weekly conversation called the Marketplace Attitude Check, a new partnership we're doing with a polling firm, Gallup. And Frank Newport is Gallup's editor-in-chief. He's with us now. Hey, Frank.
Good morning.
Do Americans still believe in the American dream? Is income mobility as possible as before?
You know, that's a fascinating question, and I think the data show us it depends on the time frame. If you ask Americans right now, how are things in America, and do you have a good opportunity to get ahead, the answers are more negative. Only 8% right now say now is a good time to find a quality job, and that's the lowest in our Gallup poll history of asking that question. However, this is the big however, we do have some questions where we ask Americans, you know, let's think about the future facing your family and how satisfied are you in general with how things are going. And those are fairly positive. So I think if you focus Americans long term, they still do believe in the future. But if you focus them on the short term, they're reacting to the current economic conditions and they're very negative.
You think it's because Americans always feel like things were better years ago? I mean, that there was this idyllic time, like, you know, 50 years ago, where things were just grand?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, that's an interesting question. We do have a way of asking Americans, you know, how are things compared to what it was like for your parents when they were your age? And actually, we haven't seen much of a drop in that, and that's still positive. Americans, the majority of Americans still say, hey, we're better off than our parents were, and they still say that now, and they told us that decades ago when we first asked that question. You know, we have a question here, which is rate the future facing you and your family, and we first asked that in the summer of 1963 when John Kennedy was still president. Fast forward to today, we just re-asked that same question again, and lo and behold, the answer is about 64% say they're satisfied with the future facing their family. That's what they told us when Kennedy was president, and that's what they're telling us today. So after these many years, we're really not seeing much change in terms of at least that measure.
Interesting stuff. Frank Newport, Gallup's editor-in-chief. Frank, thanks.
You bet.
And finally this morning, ESPN carried the Chargers-Jaguars game from Jacksonville, Florida last Monday night. It was Monday Night Football. And in transitional shots between the game and commercials showed the skyline and the waterfront scenes of Jacksonville, some of which appeared to be live but were actually pre-recorded. Fans complained and tweeted about it, upset that the shots weren't really live. But what really got the complaints going was when, coming back from commercial, the network showed a picture of downtown Charlotte, North Carolina, instead. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Billionaire Eli Broad made his money in real estate. He's a bigwig in the art world, and he has big thoughts and big money to spend about remaking American schools.
I'm not sure that some of the things you learn in the world of business or in government or other nonprofits can't be applied to education.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. What kind of return do you get on education philanthropy? The story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.